We begin with prayer. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. How would you define the word thanksgiving? One dictionary has this definition: the expression of gratitude, especially to God. Well, that's good enough, I guess. Except it raises another question: how do you define expression? In other words, how do we express our gratitude? In my last three chapels, I've been talking about mostly words, what we do with our mouth, saying thank you to other people, saying thank you to God. But does that constitute the entirety of our expression of gratitude? Certainly words are very important. God says about faith, with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So the words of the mouth are a reflection of the thoughts of the heart. However, they are not the only reflection. So how would you feel if somebody came up to you and said, thank you, and then punched you in the stomach? Which of his expressions would indicate to you what his true feelings are? Certainly, his words of thanks would be taken as being phony. The action speaks louder than the words. Listen to the psalmist in Psalm 116 and note how he combines words with action. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. The psalmist speaks about offering something, offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving. On the days of the Old Covenant, of course, sacrifices were offered all the time. And some of these sacrifices were offered specifically as an expression of gratitude to God. So, what the psalmist is talking about here is more than words. It includes deeds. Under the new covenant, we no longer offer sacrifices, animal sacrifices to God. Christ is our one and only sacrifice. His blood is what cleanses us from all of our sins, both now and forever. But then we hear the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So there is a sacrifice that we can offer, but we don't kill it in order to offer it. This is a living sacrifice, and he says it's your own body. If thankfulness is in the heart, it will reveal itself in the way that we use these bodies. This is our expression of gratitude. If you're truly thankful for something, thankful to someone for something that he did, some act of kindness done toward you, your gratitude will no doubt express itself in more ways than just words. Perhaps there will be opportunities for reciprocation, where you, in return for their act of kindness, will perform an act of kindness toward them. Most of you are going to be going to church in celebration of Thanksgiving Day. And in church, you're going to hear your pastors speak about all of the blessings of God. And you, on your part, along with the other members, are going to speak prayers and sing hymns of thanksgiving to God. for his gifts. You'll give thanks for those things expressed in the first article, clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, family, possessions, and for all that you need to support your body and life. No doubt your pastor will also mention the greater riches that God gives to us. Forgiveness of sins, righteousness, faith, hope, love, the Word of God, the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper, and all that you need to support your spirit and its life. So many words will be spoken by pastor and congregation alike, words expressing our gratitude to God for what we have and what we are and what we will be in eternity. For the joy thine advent gave me, for thy holy precious word, for thy baptism which doth save me, for thy blessed communion board, for thy death the bitter scorn, for thy resurrection morn, Lord, I thank thee and extol thee, and in heaven I shall behold thee. Is that it then? Is that going to be your thanksgiving, your expression of gratitude? Shall the mouth which said thank you to God afterwards be used to curse or swear? Shall the hands that were folded in prayer to God afterwards be used to hurt or to steal from your neighbor? Shall the feet that carried us to church to give thanks afterwards be used to carry us to places where sin is dominant? Shall the ears that listen to the Word of God afterwards be used to listen to wicked song lyrics or dirty jokes? Perhaps by looking at the negative, we can see that yes, we do have the opportunity to express our thanks by in the way that we use our bodies. We are Christians, after all. We have been set free from sin by the Father, Son, and Spirit. We've been freed not only from the guilt of sin, but also the domination of sin. Our bodies are no longer the unsuspecting slaves of sin. Rather, our bodies have become living sacrifices to our God. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. This is our sacrifice of thanksgiving. May God forgive us for our failures and grant to us such thankful hearts as will express themselves in words and deeds. Amen. Now we will use our words and our mouths to sing of our thanksgiving to God. We'll use the words of hymn 640. We're going to be singing it to a different tune from the worship supplement. We'll be singing verses 1 and 4 of 640.
Please.
And may God grant you all a blessed Thanksgiving and a safe journey home and back.
PE 12, just a reminder, somebody took your test back in 2009.